Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to hear the word of God. The Lord is already waiting for you at the table. Are you ready to receive manna from above? If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn here. And we get to share the word of God. We get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your manuals, grab your Bibles, grab your pens and your journals. And let's dive into the word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 8th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful new day, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, When God Wants to Bless. When God wants to bless. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 26 from Open Heaven Manual. There shall be showers of blessings. Our memory verse is taken from Job chapter 42 verse 10. Job chapter 42 verse 10, which says, And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job 42 verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends, and also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Our Bible reading is taken from Job chapter 42 from verse 10 to 17. Job chapter 42 from verse 10 to 17. From verse 10 it reads, After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortune and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the troubles the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Keren Apok. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation. And so Job died an old man and full of years. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, When God really wants to bless someone, he will go to any length to bless the fellow. In Job chapter 1 verse 8, God asked the devil if he had considered Job. You would think that God just wanted to boast about Job, but by the time you get to the end of Job's story, you realize that God was looking for an avenue to bless him with double the things he had already. As we see in Job chapter 42 verse 10, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. God wanted to bless Job, but he also wanted to pass through a process that would prove that he was deserving of the blessing. In Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24 to 29, the Bible tells us that Job was left alone to wrestle with a man until the break of the day. When the man, who was actually a representation of God, could not defeat him, he touched his leg and dislocated it. That's Jacob. Jacob kept wrestling, and the man had to beg him to let him go. However, Jacob said that he would not do so until he received a blessing, which he eventually got. Clearly, it was an arrangement made by God, as Jacob could ordinarily not have overpowered the man. When God wants to bless you, he can do certain things that seem strange and might not make sense to you or anyone around you. I pray for you today that God will intentionally determine to bless you in this season in Jesus' name. When God wanted to bless me, he led me to a small church in a little corner of Ebute-Meta in Lagos, Nigeria. At that time, I was the most educated person in the church. The church auditorium was uncomfortable, and really, I had every reason not to stay. My spiritual father did not go to school, but I was a PhD holder. It looked as if it was only the church that was benefiting from my presence there, but in truth, I was the one who benefited by staying where God asked me to stay so that I could fulfill my destiny. When God wants to bless you, the ingredients he will put together to prepare that blessing may not look like it, but if you cooperate with him, at the end of the day, you will enjoy his blessings in abundance. If you are willing to submit to his process, he will use every opportunity to decorate your life with his blessings. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, submit yourself to God's process and it will decorate your life with his blessing. Submit yourself to God's process and it will decorate your life with his blessing. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.